March 23, 2002, sunny Saturday morning in Pedro. It's a Watt from Pedro show. Thank you.
Power corrupt, absolute power.
What from Pedro show.
Fuck.
Tangled here. Sorry about that. Started getting into another tune there when we were all finished up. I was trying this link on Brother Matt. Everything here is not, although the Love Grotto is very precious, it's not where I can manipulate everything from one position. So I have to maneuver around. Like, I can't see the screens the way the pewter screens are. They're kind of behind me. And anyway, don't mean to make excuses. It's a wonderful place to host a show. Started with John Coltrane. Impressions, Live Village Vanguard. Start off this March 23 version of Watt from Pedro Show. Brother Matt alongside me had problems with getting the desk, so we're only on the uni mic, one mic, so Brother Matt will have to get closer to be heard. But his presence will be felt nonetheless, even though the spiel might not be. After John Coltrane, it's a Saturday morning in Pedro, so you should be hearing the bikes doing their vroom vroom.
And bitchin' Saturday morning it is.
Yeah, it was bright, man. The sun's coming up now like 5:30.
Springtime.
Yeah, way into it. Anyway, we heard some pop group later, after John Coltrane, it was Hotter Than a Thousand Suns. I found a good site that had a bunch of bootleg stuff they never released. I don't know if it's really bootleg or anything. But maybe an hour's worth, and so there's a tune from it. And I was trying to find the link. Maybe, Brother Matt, try /popgroup without the. Because.
It's a go to, though.
/.
GOTO. And no period between
the. No, /popgroup. Just try that. It's a cool site. Of course, I spaced on it, but a lot of information, old press things, and pictures, and lyrics, and stuff like that. Next week, I'll have the.
Nothing?
No, go to Google. Find it that way. Anyway, I should get some more music going. 21st show, yeah, very good. Here's some Devo, Watt from Pedro show.
Mechanical man, two mechanical arms, two mechanical legs. I'm a 2 + 2 = 4 man. I'm a mechanical man. I'm a mechanical man. I'm a mechanical man. I'm a mechanical man. Thank you.
to Pedro Doorman. Me feel swell. Me work well. Me want what?
Love.
Watt from Pedro Show, some Marvin Gaye, Tammy Terrell there. Ain't nothing like the real thing. Before that, acoustic version, live of Urinals Doing Sex. Before that, Alternative Television 1978 with Love Lies Limp. And we started with another thing from 78. It was under the name Mechanical Man, but it was Devo. Watt from Pedro Show, Bright Bright. First Watt from Pedro Show of Spring 2002. Day here on Wild Kingdom Radio, live from the Love Grotto, Pleasure Point, sunny San Pedro, Cali. With me, Brother Matt. Far away because I spaced and didn't get the desk out of the prac pad. Doing a lot of prac, getting ready for tour with Second Man, starting April 15. Here's a interview with Mr. Sun Ra.
In fact, I would say musicians are supposed to be God's harmony department. But most of the time, they're in discord and they're in disharmony and they become commercial minded. But actually, music is what's supposed to keep people inspired and keep them seeing this invisible beauty of the mind and spirit. That's what music is for, because it didn't originate on this planet, it came from somewhere else. It's a gift of this planet, like poetry and sculpture, painting. All those things are gifts, because not all men can be musicians or artists, no, so therefore it's outside the ordinary. It's a gift. And if people take this gift, you see, appreciate it, and a person can look at a beautiful painting and get inspired that someone had the energy and the sincerity to produce a beautiful painting. And that's the way it is with music. You got so much music until you have to be able to use your intuition and listen to the music that can do things for you, past, present, and future, all the way to the end of truth, into the world of myth. And then you got it made, because you stepped into the realm of impossibilities. And what this planet needs at this point is for something impossible to have to show a better way.
You talked about Egypt a little bit earlier. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about Egypt and if you found the Ankh to life over there.
Oh, yeah. Egypt was quite a difficulty, you know. Sometimes combating, well, mostly some musicians were saying the music was too far for people. So one day I really got tired of that. So I said, well, they said Christ went to Egypt to survive. I'm going to. So I went over to Egypt and I was in one of the Scandinavian countries. Well, I think it was in Copenhagen. That's the city I was in Denmark. And they had this round trip fare for $116 to Egypt with a hotel for 2 weeks free. You know I couldn't resist that. And we had about an hour to make the plane. We had all our equipment and everything. I took the equipment and I sent it by truck to over into one of the storage houses in Holland, and we caught that plane and we went on to Egypt. And then I found out the travel agency put me in the Mena house, which is about a half a block from the pyramid, so I could sit right on the balcony and look at the pyramid. Then I was facing the pyramid road, and I could go right around and walk on the road. Keep resting on now about two blocks of the Sphinx. I had a wonderful time. But while I was there, I went in the pyramid up in the King's Chamber, and I said, now this pyramid was made for the name Ra, and it hadn't been said in here in thousands of years, so let's say it nine times and see what happened. So we said Ra nine times, and all the lights went out in the pyramid. So I had a psychic experience there. The lights went out. And,
that's a true story?
Yeah, we had to stand still because, you see, in order to get up to the King's Chamber, we had to go up and around. And you really, it's about 12 stories down if you made a mistake. So we were afraid to move, you know. But it happened we had a guide with us, so he lit up under a little candle that looked like a match in the dark of the pyramid. And we came on down the ramp backwards. Then he wanted me to go into the Queen's Chamber. But you have to practically almost get on your knees to go in there because you got to go through this little this tunnel. And I said, well, some other time. But he grabbed my hand and said, no, now. So he had to count. So I went in the Queen's Chamber. Then the lights came on.
In these times of contention, it's not my intention to make this play. I'm looking through mirrors to catch the reflection we can't deny. I'm losing control now, I just have to slow down a ball or two. I can't feel the future and I'm not even certain that there is a path. I believe in the work of evolution and I believe in the final solution. Shipping is to come, and I believe I'm not the only one. Yes, I believe in. I believe in. When I pause on my system, my tables and twist them into shape. I'm reaching my nightmare, and I haven't an idea what to do. I'm painting by numbers, but can't find the colors that fill you in. Not even knowing if I'm coming or going to end or begin. I believe in the immaculate conception, and I believe in the resurrection, and I believe in. I believe in. I believe in the elixir of youth, and I believe in the absolute truth. Yes, I believe in. I believe in.
Watt from Pedro show, Bikini Kill. Before that, Buzzcocks, I believe. And start with the interview with Sun Ra and his great adventure in the pyramids. I'm talking about that. Here's Patsy Cline.
Down in Dallas, near the palace, I met a boy who was so cute. I loved his hugging, I loved his kissing, as we sat in his little red coupe. He said, tell me confidentially, how much do you love me? Well, I thought a while and then I smiled, and this is what I told him, don't you see? I love you, honey, I love your money, I love your automobile, I love you, baby, I don't mean maybe, you're the sweetest thing on wheels. I love your kisses, I wouldn't miss it, no matter how I feel. I love you, honey, I love your money, most of all I love your automobile. Hugging, I loved his kissing, as we sat in his little red coupe. He said, tell me confidentially, how much do you love me? Well, I thought a while and then I smiled, and this is what I told him, don't you see? I love you, honey, I love you, money, I love your automobile, I love you, baby, I don't mean maybe, you're the sweetest thing on wheels. I love your kisses, I wouldn't miss it, no matter how I feel. I love you, honey, I love your money, most of all I love your automobile, most of all I love your automobile. Imagine me. Love it.
Watt from Pedro show, some Dirty Three. With, I Remember a Time When You Once Loved Me. Australian trio. Incredible band. I got to jam with them back in 96 when we were touring together. I've told you about this before. I was helping Perry out. We were the Filthy Four. Songs like Jaguar and Dirty Equation. Before that, we had Dose doing Imagine That, Ernest Tubbs song that Patsy Cline used to do. And before that, we had Patsy Cline doing I Love You, Honey. Watt from Pedro Show. Here's some Buckethead. What from Pedro show. Slayer with Dissident Aggressor. I wanted to play Mandatory Suicide, but I screwed up on the time. We're over right now. Before that, Buckethead, Welcome to Buckethead Land. See what happens when you enter the metal domain. Anyway, end of the first hour. Stay tight for second hour. March 23rd, version, 2002 version of Watt Pedro Show. March 23, 2002. It's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro Show. Watt from Pedro Show, some Double Dynamite, Mr. Bob Lawton singing there. Proud to bring to you now this week's installment of the Brother Matt Spin Cycle.
Harlow seekers, here we go again. And hello, especially to the skeptic inside you who might still believe.
की साकी पे नजर हो ये जरूरी है। मगर सब पे साकी की नजर हो ये जरूरी तो नहीं।
Order. Now, don't feel alone here in the New Age because of the secret horn every minute.
I know.
Thank you very much, Brother Matt, for another spin cycle installation, insertion in the mind forest. Yeah. A little seedling, a little sapling, a little planting. Thanks for those impregnated beats. Here's something from 1977, Swell Maps, Watt from Pedro Show.
Dough falling off a cup, do you think they like butter? Oh yeah, I should guess not. Lemmings flying cufflinks, eaten by a zoo. Do they ever watch Batman? Oh yeah, I should guess not. Take it. Something, eating cups of tea, do they ever try Smarties? Oh yeah, I should guess not.
secret of my endurance. I still get letters in the mail, mostly from crack-up men in tiny rooms with factory jobs or no jobs, who are living with whores or no women at all, no hope, just booze and madness. I get most of their letters on lined paper, written with an unsharpened pencil or in ink, in tiny handwritings that slant down to the left. And the paper is most often torn, usually halfway up the middle. And they say they like my stuff. I've written from where it's at. They recognize it truly. I've given them some chance, some recognition of where it's at. It's true, I was there, even worse off than most of them. But I wonder if they realize where their letter arrives. Well, it is dropped into a box on a wire fence, behind a 6-foot hedge, in a long driveway, to a 2-car garage, rose garden, fruit trees, animals, a beautiful woman, mortgage about half paid after a year's residence, a new car, 2 cars, fireplace and a green rug 2 inches deep, with a young boy to write my stuff now. I keep him in a 10-foot square cage with a typewriter. Feed him whiskey and raw whores. Belt buckle him pretty good 3 or 4 times a week. I'm 60 years old now, and the critics say my stuff is getting better than ever.
some unwound. Bought from Pedro show, that's totality. And I guess it was totality because last week at the All Tomorrow party gig, I think they played their last gig. They broke up. They could have, I think they're Olympia band. This is on Kill Rockstars here. They might have taken a lesson from Mr. Bukowski there ahead of them with The Secret to My Endurance. Him relating his secrets to us. One, though, he didn't spill was, sure, he's got a young guy doing the typing, feeding him whiskey. But the one of the other techniques was moving to Pedro. We started off with the English verse from Swell Maps, 1977. Thank you, Brother Matt, for the spin cycle. Okay, I'm in the mood for some more spiel, so... Here's another answer man with the spiel. Mr. Burroughs with What Keeps Mankind Alive. What from Pedro Show.
And now, the ballad of the question. What keeps mankind alive? You gentlemen who think you have a mission to purge us of the seven deadly sins should first sort out the basic food position, then start your preaching. That's where it all begins. You lot who preach restraint and watch your waist as well should learn for once the way the world is run. However much you twist, or whatever lies you tell, food is the first thing. Morals follow on. So first be sure that those who are now starving get proper helpings when we all start carving. What keeps mankind alive? What keeps mankind alive? The fact that millions are daily tortured, starved, silenced, and oppressed. Mankind can keep alive thanks to his aptitude for keeping his humanity repressed. And now, for once, you must try to face the facts. Mankind is kept alive by bestial acts. And for once, you must try to face the facts. Mankind is kept alive by bestial acts.
It known this till now, till now. I've never known this till now. I've never known this till now. Oh, oh, what's this being does to me? It's sad to see, and that's the way it should be.
Your window to see what we can find, and when we get back, we got some.
Watt from Pedro show with some Treehouse. Where are these cats? They were in Northwest band, right? Yeah, Olympia. I guess 1989. So maybe they probably consider that old days for them. Steve Fisk, produced by, he was involved with the Screaming Trees. Anyway, that's Bad Medication. I like the title because, they like their tune. Because before that we had Rocky. I'd never known this till now. And you could probably guess about his involvement with Medication. He's one of my true favorites. I love him. And we started with Bill Burroughs saying, confronting that question, you know, what keeps mankind alive? Coming the end of the second hour, March 23, 2002 version of the Watt from Pedro show.
The version.
No, it's version. A version. Installment. Ingredient. Particle. Particulate. March 23, 2002. Third hour of the Watt from Pedro show, and here's part six of the fourth tower of Inverness.
The night has passed. The sun has risen up over the hills that stretch beyond the Bay of Inverness. The birds are cheering wildly. In the distance, crows are calling to one another. It's a bright, warm autumn day. Jack Flanders, nephew of the owner of the Inverness estate, has had a strange dream. He awakens to hear a voice deep inside his head.
Testing. Testing.
What?
Alpha. Beta.
What?
Delta.
What the testing. Hell is that noise?
This is Lady Jowls. I'd just like to say that this is an historic moment as once again science breaks through yet another barrier. This time, our own Dr. Mazzulla, mad genius that he is, has excelled once more with the world's first alpha wave intercom.
Holy smoke!
Eventually, the good professor will have a control panel, so you won't have to listen in on everyone's messages. No cause for alarm. It's merely an intercom. We can't read your thoughts. This has been a test.
What? Hey, what is this beanie doing stuck on top of my head? Well, I certainly can do without this.
Oh, Jack, before you remove that, let me remind you it is now 4 o'clock in the afternoon and time to hang the dragonfly paper. That is all.
This place isn't real.
Hello.
What? What? Who is it?
Jack?
Yes.
Jack? This is your Auntie Jowls. May I come in?
Yes, yes, come in, come in.
Ah, Jack, I'm sorry to disturb
you.
But
what is the idea of sticking this electronic beanie on top of my head while I was asleep?
Oh, you have one. I didn't know. I suppose when Jives was passing them around, he must have seen you were asleep and just placed one on your head.
Well, I don't particularly enjoy the idea of people tinkering with my brain while I'm asleep, you know.
No, Jack, don't be a crab. I detest electronic gadgets that intrude on one's privacy as much as anyone. But it's like what Lord Jowls used to say. The device is not the problem. It's what you do with it. That is the problem. Well, it was after we had our little chat that I realized I could no longer stay in 1930. If culture is to come to the masses, we may as well help it along. Wouldn't you agree?
No.
Well, it is a clever intercom, don't you think?
All those damn devices ought to be crushed.
A regular Philistine this morning, aren't you? Oh, it's afternoon. You must be starved. Come along, Jack. Maybe we'll find Frida. She thinks the world of you, you know.
Yes.
It's a splendid day. We'll have tea out on the terrace. It's so beautiful.
Tell me, Auntie, where did little Frida come from?
Oh, it's such a long story. It takes so much energy to tell. It has to do with Lord Giles, Crumpets.
No, thank you.
I'm certain it's her devotion to him that causes her to smoke those infernal Havana cigars. I have nothing against Fidel Castro, mind you. I think he's a good man, good for his people. But it just doesn't seem right or healthy that a small child should smoke such large cigars. Why, the scale isn't right. It always looks as though she's going to topple forwards, don't you think? At any rate, the devotion to you, Jack, is similar, because you are an adventurer like Lord Giles was.
No, Auntie, I am not an adventurer.
No, but you will be. You already are. One can merely look into some people's eyes and tell what they will be. It's like looking at a seed and knowing it will grow into a lovely tree. It just takes actions to confirm the fate.
Fate?
The part is written. The character is cast. It's all in the way you play the role. Look at me, Jack. Yes, your eyes are sensitive. In you is something wild, something untamed. Don't ever let it be tamed, Jack. Be like the unicorn.
It's very strange that you should say that.
Really?
You know, I saw a unicorn once. It was when I lived in London.
Tell me all about it.
Are you sure you really want to hear this?
Oh, yes, yes, go on.
Well, one night I was walking along the street. I had swallowed some hashish, purely by accident, of course. And for some reason I felt very, very open to everything. I was going to see a friend of mine that lived in Holland Park. Anyway, there was a fellow who was across the street. He was watching me. It was more like he was attracted to me, as though I were a magnet. He came over to me, kind of swaying, uncertain. I stopped and waited. He was very large and tall. Then he looked at me, down into my eyes. And you know how sometimes your eyes meet with someone and there's a shaft of intense energy that flashes across?
Yes.
Well, what happened? Apparently, my eyes were so open, he tumbled right in. He fell right inside me, and I was suffocating. He fell so deeply inside me that suddenly I exploded and blew him right back out, and in between us was something like a lightning flash. And there was a white unicorn.
Ah.
It lasted for just a moment, and then it was gone. I have no idea whether he saw it or not. Oh, he started talking very forced hip talk, wanting to know where he could get some drugs, and of course I didn't know, so we parted. But oddly enough, when he left, he was totally confused, and I was absolutely stone sober.
Yes. Yes. You've seen the unicorn, that is you. It's pure and untamed. Follow it.
As we look in on the Inverness Mansion, we see Jack is in the laboratory talking with Dr. Missoula. Chief Wampum and the caretaker, old far-seeing Art, are loading rolls of dragonfly paper onto a pushcart. When they finish, some push and others pull, and they move out toward the dragon's cave.
Oh, yes, 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 it's true. Many wise men are coming from my country, coming here to the West. But there is such abundance in this country that sometimes the guru from the East, who has never seen such abundance, nor has ever had the opportunity to so easily fill his arms with more than he can carry. And how you say, it blows his mind, you see. No, my friends, there is very little I have ever accomplished. However, as a young man, I did accomplish the fine art of flying on a prayer carpet, you see.
That must have been something.
Oh, it's all relative, my friend, as to whether it's an aeroplane or a carpet, you see. For someone that has seen neither, what would surprise him more, a man on a prayer carpet, huh? Or a giant silver aeroplane, you see. So one fine day, while taking a passenger for a ride on the back of my carpet, you see, a pretty young girl, I might add. I was a young man then, you see. I made a sharp turn, and the passenger slid off and landed headfirst in a, how you say, frog bog, huh? You see? Oh, I tell you, she was hopping mad.
Shh, shh. We are nearing the cave. Now what we'll do is put the dragonfly paper so that it's tied from one tree trunk to another.
I see there are footprints, you see.
Well, of course, we were here last night.
Say, Wampum, will you give me a hand here?
Let me careful. Don't get caught in the glue.
I wanted to ask you, Dr. Missoula, why won't the dragon's fire melt the glue and ignite the paper?
The glue is a special cats and jammer kit formula that does not melt, you see.
Oh.
And the paper is asbestos with wire reinforcing, you see.
Hmm. What do you know about the Wurlitzer of Wisdoms?
You were in the East Tower?
The Madonna Vampira took me there.
The Madonna Vampira?
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
Yeah. And then she split, and there I was alone. And the next moment, in came Meanie Eenie, or someone that looks just like her, and she tried to slice me into little pieces with a big meat cleaver.
Impossible, impossible.
What do you mean, impossible?
Meanie Eenie is like a child, a prankster, but never cruel. And from the world of wisdoms, it's one... And from the world... And from the world...
In other words, you feel it couldn't have been Meanie Eenie.
You yourself don't believe it, so.
Well, I don't know. It looked just like her, but... Well, it was almost as though there was someone else inside her body.
Like a demon?
Yeah, like a demon.
Here, tie this to the trunk on that tree, all right?
All right. You don't think it'll break these ropes?
No, special fiber.
Hey, what do dragons eat, anyway?
Tourists.
You know, when I saw the dragon last night, it had the most incredible eyes. Almost human.
Well, pay no attention. They argue all the time. Fossey Odd is an old cowboy, and Chief Wampum is an Indian. So, you know, stretch this paper.
Stretch it. All right, now pull. Good.
Well, they're still at it.
Hey, come over here and take a gander at this.
What have you found?
Tracks in the mud here.
Giant lizard tracks.
More than that, these little narrow tracks, see? They lead right there into the cave. Yep.
They could have been made by a 5-speed Italian pedal master.
But that is not all, you see. Over here. The dragon has stepped on these tracks. But now, over here. Now, you see, the tracks ride over the dragon's paws, you see.
That means that first the pedal master went into the cave, and then the dragon came out.
Then the dragon went back in, and the pedal master came back out, yes, no?
Whose eyes did the dragon have?
Yours, Dr. Missoula.
Ramana Maharshi, when he was dying of cancer, and all of his devotees were crying and saying his arm was all cancer, they said, Ramana Maharshi, you know, Bhagwan, God, you know, God incarnate, you are it all. Why don't you save your body? He says, no, it's finished its trip. It's time to go. And they said, don't leave us. And he said, don't be silly. Where can I go?
As we look in, we see Dr. Missoula, Jack, Chief Wampum, and that old far-seeing Art have completed hanging the dragonfly paper near the Temple of the Seven Pillars, which, as you know, is located just outside the dragon's cave.
These tire tracks were definitely made by a 5-speed Italian pedal master.
Yeah, and who other than Meanie Eenie rides such a weird vehicle?
Far as I can see, no one.
When the tire tracks go into the cave...
They're stepped on by these giant lizard paws.
And when they return from the cave...
They ride over the lizard paws.
Hmm.
Why would Meanie Eenie want to pedal into the dragon's cave, you see? Most strange.
Well, she did pedal back out again.
Gentlemen, since darkness is approaching, I think we should ponder this remarkable problem somewhere other than right at the mouth of the dragon's cave.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
I propose we return the cart and ourselves post haste and ponder this problem over a glass of port.
Oh, great idea. That's
a better idea.
Dr. Missoula, I've noticed that Chief Wampum and old far-seeing Art are very strange.
Oh, yes, they argue all the time. Old Art was once a cowboy, so he refers to Chief Wampum as the savage, you know. But the chief's real name was Rama, Krishna, Vishnu, something like that. But when he came to the West, he changed his name to Chief Wampum Stumpum.
Oh. You think he's for real?
Does he have powers, you mean?
Yeah, I guess that's what I mean.
You've met Wham Bam Shazam?
Oh, you mean that teenage boy?
Well, the chief claims to be teaching Wham Bam how to fly.
Through the air?
That seems to be the preferred substance to fly in.
Excuse me, I could not but hear your conversation, you see. There are many people like the young boy, Wham Bam, who desire trivial powers, such as to fly.
I don't know if I'll consider that trivial.
Many people have a strong desire to fly, you see. Now you can, how you say, go at it directly, you see, such as Wham Bam.
What's indirectly?
Indirectly is becoming a realized being, where flying is merely like paddling on water, you see.
Well, I take it that Wham Bam just wants to fly. He doesn't care anything about becoming a realized being.
Oh, no, everyone, no matter who. Housewife, blanker, hippie, or how you say, adet, all wish to become a realized being, you see. Everyone would like to be God, you see. But people are in no hurry, you see. There are many, many, how you say, things, to taste along the way. Many desires. Desires like webs we spin ourselves, you see.
Like what desires?
Anything you desire. Some people desire to fly. So I have taught them how to fly, you see. Oh, but they were, how you say, weighted down with so many desires that they could get but a few centimeters off the ground, you see. Or maybe I use your knee, eh? Yes. They looked very foolish flying at that level. People do not like to be laughed at, you see.
But did they give up flying?
Most of them, yes. Or they desire something even more than that. So weighted down they get that eventually they come to a belly landing, eh? Or how you say? Grinding halt, you see.
Shoot, I dust myself off and try again.
By that time, the desire to fly was so great, it is not possible, you see. But if you drop the weight of their desire and soar higher and higher up into the heavens, you see.
Say, there's something I wanted to ask you.
Yes?
There are some people who have the power to change themselves into other people or other creatures.
Oh, yes.
Not just create an illusion, but actually change.
Oh, yes. But you see, since this is all illusion, what is actual change, you see?
One more question.
Yes?
Have you ever seen the fourth tower of Inverness?
No, but I know of its existence, you see.
Really? From where?
From Wham Bam Shazam.
Wham Bam's an odd boy. Even though he's a teenager, he wears the clothes of the 1950s. Wears his hair in a DA, and he loves the music they played then.
Yeah, 50s music. That jukebox does exist in the fourth tower, and I'll bet Wham Bam's got the key.
Oh, life would be a dream. Shaboom, if I could take you up in paradise of a pop. Shaboom, and tell me, darling, I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream. Shabbat, hello, hello, again. Shaboom, and hope for me to get home. Boom, boom. Hey, lang a ling a la lang a la lang a la lang a la lang a la boom, 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 boom,
What from Pedro show. That's part 6 of the Fourth Tower of Inverness. Here's some Marsha Ball.
Put the trouble
Watt from Pedro show. Some sonic youth there with self-obsessed and sexy. Before that, well, we start off with Marsha Ball, Mama's Cooking, but I wanted to play Madonna, My Secret Garden after that, but the CD wouldn't come up. So, emergency half-ass in the meantime with the monochrome set doing Mr. Bizarro. Machines fail us. Always.
Little John Henry.
Yeah. John Henry. Steel-driving man. Watt from Pedro show. Here's some Ricky Lee Jones.
Well,
But I don't know.
Watt from Pedro show. That was drums and tuba. Is that what they're called?
It sounded like drums and tuba.
It did, didn't it? I don't want to screw up their name. Yeah, drums and tuba with Adventures of Poo Poo and Pee Pee. One of those intellectual pieces. Before that, we had Velvet Monkeys, Don Fleming, doing a take on Little Doll, Stooges song. Before that, Ricky Lee Jones with Little Yellow Town. Some little songs. Ricky asked me to do a version of that for this Ghosty Head tribute thing our buddy Lee's putting together. And so I'm figuring ways of interpreting that. I found the link to that pop group site. Just punch in go.to/popgroup. go.to/popgroup. And I'll take you to that site I was telling you about earlier. Sorry for the space out almost 3 hours ago. Here's some Albert Eiler.
compute the risk. Too late and twisted. Result too fatalistic. Then time runs out. Another statistic. Refute the link. Too idealistic. The result too unrealistic. Then time runs out. Another statistic. Restore the thing. To face the mystic. The review. Too unrealistic. Then time runs out. Another statistic. Reject the kink. Too brutalistic. The report. Too fatalistic. Then time runs out. Another statistic. Thank you.
From Pedro Show, Black Flag, Fix Me. Before that, a couple songs that I played on. Greg Garn from his record, Don't Cry Baby. I guess the name of the record was his name. I worked with David Kahn, had me aboard, did some bass. Sounded like Romeo Void. Lying there in some new wave. But Craig is a very interesting man. Learned mandolin from Bill Monroe, but liked to dress goth. So, you know, more mixed up the better. That guy's wild, huh? Wild. Bluegrass, methamphetamine stuff. Oh, wow, look, you got the crossfade fader. There's always some knobs way over. It didn't do anything? Ah, good. And we started with, there was some Soames before that, where I did the spiel for Henry Mitchell here, a Pedro guy. He's got a band called Soames and a song called Another Statistic. And we started with Albert Eiler with Our Prayer from another live at Village Vanguard thing. We're at the end of another Watt from Pedro show, March 23, 2002 edition. Thank you, Brother Matt, for Spin Cycle and Central Assistance. DJ Talia did not make it, so next week we'll have one of her spin things. And didn't have the foresight to get ahead of thing in the iBook, but how can I know that? She called me to come see some bonfire. Did you know about a bonfire?
No.
I couldn't see one. No. I drove around here. Of course, there's nowhere to park here at night, so had to roll on. Okay. Till next show. Keep your powder dry.